The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Early in the presidential campaign, back in January, Mitt Romney said he was unwilling to compromise on illegal immigration.
I think we have to follow the law and insist that those that have come here illegally return home, apply, get in line with everyone else.
But now it's June, and suddenly compromise is in the air. More in a moment. It was no accident that President Obama announced that his administration would no longer try to deport undocumented immigrants who were brought here by their parents. In 2008, there were 10 million Latino voters in America, and 24% of all Hispanics say they know someone who's been deported or detained. But during the primaries, Mitt Romney didn't seem moved by these numbers. This is from last November.
Those who've come here illegally should not be given a special accelerated right to become a permanent resident or citizen.
And when Romney spoke to a group of Latino elected officials in Orlando on Thursday, he still wouldn't directly address the Obama policy. But Democrats take note because here's what he did promise on Thursday.
I'd reallocate green cards to those seeking to keep their families under one roof.
Tepid applause, but at least he got some.
And we'll exempt from caps the spouses and minor children of legal permanent residents.
Again, tepid applause, but he still wasn't done.
And if you get an advanced degree here, we want you to stay here. So I'd staple a green card to the diploma of someone who gets an advanced degree in America.
A little more applause. You notice something? The June Romney doesn't sound at all like the November Romney. This Romney sounds like a man whose solution to illegal immigration is to dramatically ramp up legal immigration for anyone wanting to start a business, get an education, or join their family. This Romney sounds like a man who's read the census reports. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.